A new study links college reopenings to spikes in COVID-19 cases across the country. Chris Marsicano is a co-author of the study. He's also a professor at Davidson College and the director of the College Crisis Initiative. Chris, the study you worked on looked at county-level data on COVID-19 case counts in counties where colleges reopened. What did you find?
The first thing we found is that when colleges reopened for in-person instruction or for online, either one, we saw a bunch of people moving from counties where there aren't colleges to counties where there are. And we know that that's happening because we're actually able to track their cell phone. We see a spike in cases of COVID-19 about 2 weeks after colleges and universities reopen.
Was anything about that surprising?
We expected to find something, but I don't think we expected to find the key number here, which is reopening college campuses for in-person instruction is associated with a 3,000 case increase per day in America. That scale, that's surprising.
What's your big takeaway from that?
Mobility matters, right? So the movement to and from campus, that is what we think is causing this spike in cases. And I should point out that we're not able to separate here between student cases and county cases, people who are living in the county that aren't students. The biggest concern we have is not so much the 18 to 22-year-olds who are traditional college-age students. They tend to, on average, be pretty healthy. We're worried about the mother of the bar owner of the bar that the students went to. We're worried about that 88-year-old, grandmother.
What insights could this study give to college decision makers who are now looking forward to the spring?
The first is do not let the students go home. The worst thing we could do is send them home. College and university leaders have a duty to make sure that when students go home, they're going home at a time where the case counts are under control. The last thing we want to do is send anybody home to any students home to go kill grandma. So for institutions that draw students from places with high incidences of COVID-19 cases, maybe it's time to think about a spring semester that is entirely online.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, sure.
That was Chris Marsicano, a professor at Davidson College.